Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
Grant that we may be set free by the newness of the long-awaited nativity of your only begotten. The newness of the long-awaited nativity of God's Son. How frequently the question is posed to a neighbor, "Hey, how are you doing?" Or, "Hey, what's new?" And how often enough gets responses like, "Nothing. Same old, same old." Tonight at this midnight mass of the solemnity of the Nativity of our Lord, Christmas, we are asked to consider what the Church meant or means when she puts on our lips, as she did in the liturgy some days ago, the petition, the prayer, "Grant that we may be set free by the newness of the long-awaited nativity of your only begotten." Newness. For us here at the Abbey, these days are very important to us as Norbertines, as followers of St. Norbert. Just over 900 years ago, our founder chose Christmas Eve as the occasion to vest his first followers, to give to that small band of brothers the white habit that Norbertines wear to this day. This habit, unique vesture, is striking and identifying, sometimes humorously. When I and my contemporaries back in the 70s were students in Rome, some friends from the North American College would refer to us as a group with the word "mini popes," little popes. So this afternoon, just before our praying of mid-afternoon prayer, we processed into the chapter room for the ceremony of vestition, of clothing, in the traditional white habit of the Norbertine Order. 5 young men had arrived here on August 27th, and today they begin the day having completed the time of postulancy, of asking for admission to the order. And so yesterday they were granted admission into the order as novices, new ones, newcomers. A status that will last 1 year and 8 months. And as novices, they received not only the habit, but also were given new names to be added to their baptismal names. Eric became Frater Levi. Isaac became Frater Bruno. Aiden became Frater Bonaventure. Alex became Frater Florian. And Nathan became Frater Daniel. Also, beginning with the praying of Known here in the Abbey Church, these 5 novices were admitted to pray with us in the choir, in the sanctuary, taking their places in the lowest row of seats. Up until that time, they were seated here in the first few rows of the church. So So when we hear this prayer of the church from several days ago, which speaks of the newness of the long-awaited nativity of God's Son, by which we are set free, we might think about what happened yesterday when we welcomed these five new novices to the community. But no, the newness that is spoken of in that prayer goes far beyond an exterior change or an added name. It goes far beyond a group of five novices or 15 novices or a community which now numbers just beyond 100 priests and seminarians. So what is this newness about which our prayer speaks? A couple of days ago, I received as a present a new book published in October entitled Christmas at the Nativity, written by our Holy Father, Pope Francis, consisting of various talks, homilies, other presentations by the Holy Father given during his 10 years now of being Holy Father, 9 years of celebrations of Christmas. I found on the back cover the following quotation, quote, "The nativity scene is like a living gospel rising up from the pages of sacred scripture. As we contemplate the Christmas story, we are invited to set out on a spiritual journey, drawn by the humility of the God who became man in order to encounter every man and woman. We come to realize that so great is his love for us that he became one of us, that we in turn might become one with him." And there I think I found an expression of phrase which sheds light on the newness which sets us free. The newness which on the occasion of every yearly celebration of Christmas is made available, is fitted to our need, our situation, the circumstances in which we are living our lives right now. Now we know circumstances change. This Christmas may already feel very different from ones in the past. And so the Pope addresses each of us, wherever we are at, whether improved from last year or a little worse for the wear and tear. In the nativity scene, like a living gospel rising up from the pages of sacred scripture, we are invited to set out on a spiritual journey, drawn by the humility of God, who became man in order to encounter every man and woman, every human person. In our contemporary society, which at times so emphasizes inclusion, that last phrase couldn't be any more inclusive. The humility of the God who became man in order to encounter every man and woman. Not just men, not just women, not just that nationality or another, not just that ethnic group or another, not just the rich, not just the poor. Now, one could go on, but the Holy Father, in his simplicity, says the nativity scene really sums it up quite well. So tonight, especially at this Holy Mass at midnight, the celebration of the solemnity of the Lord's birth, let's especially carry in our hearts praise of God's humility, his decision to become one of us so that he might encounter every man and woman. And let's keep in mind God's respect for individual free will. And let's consider what we might need to move into our lives or to take out of our lives in order that in his divine life, his grace shared with us, this encounter between him and us, between him and me, may take place. And not only tonight or later today, but indeed in the weeks ahead of the church's liturgical celebration of Christmas, come back to the church to see, or gaze upon in our homes to see the nativity scene, the Christmas manger, the crib, and the child, the parents, the shepherds, the kings, and the livestock, revealing that the nativity scene is indeed a living gospel rising up from the pages of sacred scripture. The nativity scene, very good news, very good news for us this night. For it is by this newness that we are indeed set free.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.